Let's do one thing right now, because in a few moments we're going to talk about the most important principle in creating a relationship. But before we even do that, I want you to turn off this program in a second. Just turn it off for a moment. And when you do, I want you to write down a game plan of what you're going to do so that you really love yourself. And I don't want you to hear the story of, oh, I can't love myself, I never love myself, it's not a problem. Forget all the stories. The only thing keeping you from getting what you deserve and what you want is your story about why you can't do it. So put the story aside. Give yourself this gift. If you are going to really cherish yourself, if you were going to really let yourself know you really love yourself, what would your action plan be? And by the way, how important is it for you to feel that you love yourself? I mean, if you don't, can you really love anybody else really 100%? Do you really think you have the ability to give if you don't have that love for yourself? And let me tell you the good news. You do have that love for yourself, otherwise you wouldn't be alive. You would have taken your life, you'd be gone. So don't say, I don't love myself. That's just something you may have said over and over again. Let's just be more demonstrative. So I want you to create an action plan. What are you going to do? You say, I'm going to take 2 minutes in the morning for the next 7 days. I'm going to do this stupid thing Robin said. No one will know. I'm going to look in the mirror and I'm going to say a little incantation over. I'm going to look at my son and go, I love you. I love you. And you say your name, look right in your eyes. I love you. Let me tell you what I love about you. I love your commitment to people. I love your caring heart. And say your name. So then I'd say, Tony, I love your caring heart. I love your commitment to people. Tony, I love your playfulness. I love that you're off the wall. I love that you're willing to do whatever it takes to help people. I love that you're so committed to be strong physically and healthy. I love your love for God. I love. And look in your own eyes. Because then it's not just saying, I love you. It's giving real reasons. It's like when you give someone a compliment in a relationship, little tip, don't just say, you're great. You're awesome. That wears off real quick. Because people think, you're just blowing smoke. But if you can say, you know what's really great about you? You know what I love about you? I have to tell you, I noticed this and this and this. I created a relationship, you know, when I first went to work with the San Antonio Spurs. I had a bit of a challenge because at the time I first went to work for them, they had a guy on the team named Dennis Rodman. So getting a relationship with Dennis Rodman when you're a white guy and you're taking his free time and making him sit for 3 hours in a seminar is sometimes a bit challenging. But the way I got it with him was with sincere compliments. I had brought a group of kids down the night before as part of my payment to train these guys at the Spurs was to take kids I'm mentoring and for the Spurs to meet them and maybe give them autographs. Dennis was the only one after the game that stood around and signed autographs from everyone else, and I noticed it. And so when I got up, I said, Dennis, I know you're outrageous. I know you're crazy. I know you're one of the best players in the league. I know a lot of people get upset with you, and I know there are things that they probably have a right to be upset, but I got to tell you something I really respect about you. You are such a class act. You're the only person last night, and I'm not telling other people they're wrong, but you're the only person that made sure every one of those kids got attention. That was the coolest thing, and I just want to thank you. And I didn't wait for him to notice. I just went on. And a couple of times it is, and you should have seen him, even Dennis Rodman, sprout up. Who'd been like, you know, putting his glasses on, he tore the notebook up I had, threw it on the piece of paper on the ground, and stood there with his arms folded. But saw the arms unfold because we all want to be loved. We all want to be significant. Now, we don't want bull. We don't want somebody to lie to us. We don't want fake things, but a sincere compliment gets us. So how about starting with yourself? Because you know what? If you give them yourself, you'll be able to give them to other people. So that's one thing. That's one assignment. In fact, if you did nothing else on this tape, I'm going to ask you to do that for the next 7 days. That you take 2 minutes and you sincerely compliment yourself each morning and look directly in the mirror. You go, yeah, but what if my spouse or somebody else is around and they see this stuff? Inspire them. Make it playful. Have fun with it. But I'd like you to do right now is turn off the tape and I want you to write what else besides that will you do that'll get you to feel that love? Because if you have that love already, you're not going to have a fear of losing it. And when you don't have the fear of losing your primary fear, when that primary fear is gone because you know you can't ever be not enough because you're enough for yourself, you can't ever lose the love because you're giving it to yourself or you've connected with God and you know that's everlasting love, whatever works, then you don't have to react in relationship when someone says something that makes you feel like, well, maybe they don't think I'm significant or they act like they may not be there for you, may not love you. You don't have to overreact. And when you're no longer overreacting, the quality of your relationships transforms. Does this make sense to you? Then turn this tape off now and write a list of at least 10 things you're going to do to teach yourself, to learn, to appreciate, to acknowledge what a great human being you are and how much you love yourself. Please take the time to do that right now. Turn off the tape. Okay, welcome back. I hope you took the time to really do this. If you didn't, please stop the tape and go back and do this because you can't love anybody else. Really give love to them if you haven't loved yourself first. And we all know that intellectually, but when you begin to do things for yourself that demonstrate beyond a shadow of a doubt that you love yourself, all of a sudden you're not in a place of scarcity. And see, when you're in scarcity, it's really hard to attract somebody who's full. Because, you know, like attracts like. When you feel full of love, you can't believe all of a sudden there's this abundance. It's like in life, you know, when you're barely surviving financially, no one will help you. And when suddenly you're rich, everybody gives you stuff for free. And you go, no, I want to pay for it. No, we don't want to pay for it. Man, when I was starving, they wouldn't give me a meal. Now everybody wants to pay for my meal, take me someplace, give me something, tickets, fly here, do there. It's bizarre. But it's a law of life. Water seeks its own level. Like attracts like. So you must become in your soul, in your feeling, in your emotions, that which you want. And if you do that, it's easy. It flows. It's natural. Now, what were the things you put down? And what were the patterns? Did you notice any of them? Were some of the patterns things you would do for yourself as a demonstration that you loved yourself? Were they auditory things, things you said to yourself? Were they things you did that caused you to be around other people that would love you? These seem to be primary patterns people have. For example, the people here in the studio, by the way, if you're ever in one of these studios when I'm doing one of these tapes, you become one of my laboratory subjects, you know, like a guinea pig. But seriously, the people here had a couple of interesting things. One young lady said that she used to, years ago, have this great pattern, which she kept journals, usually about 4 or 5 times a week. But at the end of her journal, she would always write who I love and who I want to send loving blessings to. And then she would always end it by saying, I love you. Her name is Pamela. I love you, Pamela, XOXO, every single time. And she said the act of writing that down every single time, blessing herself and making sure she loved herself, anchored it in her body so real. And she hadn't done it for a long time. And she misses that feeling. Another example she gave is she just recently created a collage where she cut out a phrase that said, how do I love thee? Let me count the ways. And then she's been adding to that list, and she said, the great thing is every time I write down another thing I love about myself, she's that page in my planner, I read all the other ones again. And so it stacks the emotion of all the reasons I love myself, which, by the way, is really great. Because this isn't just, I love you, or you're great. Remember, when you give someone a great compliment, you want to be as specific as possible. Well, that's true of yourself as well. Another thing that she does that we do in our seminars is we have people at the end of some of our intensive programs. Like if you go to our Life Mastery program, it's 9 days of total immersion that we do in Hawaii that we do once a year. And then people come back 6 months later to do a program, usually in Palm Springs or Florida. And then they do another program after that 6 months later on Wealth Mastery. And they can do that anywhere in the world. So we get to see people through time. And what we do is at the peak of their emotion, when they made these great changes in their life and they're in the best physical shape they've ever been in, the best emotional state, and they know they're on target financially, in those moments, we then have them stop and say, now give yourself real wealth. Write yourself this love letter. Write as if it was God was coming through your hand, as if you had no filters about being appropriate. You know, as if, you know, I can brag about my son or daughter, and I mean it. I can talk about how great they are, how much I love them, how special and unique they are, and there's no hesitancy. So write about yourself the way your parents could write about you or God would write about you. And so you have people write this, but the best part is we seal it, and then we send it to them 6 months later when you're in another state, another thought, another place. And it's very emotional. I personally wrote a letter like this to myself almost 10 years ago, and I picked up an old book from my library, and there was the letter, and they're unopened. And I opened the thing up, and I read it, and I cried. It was just so emotional. It anchored me back to that place. So these are all great demonstrative ways. Another thing she said she's going to do is she said, you know, every morning she spends so much time working on her hair in front of the mirror. And she goes, that's a great time to, like, look in your own eyes and send love to yourself or kind of flirt with yourself, you know, say, hey, you're pretty hot, that kind of thing. And while it sounds silly, it creates a playful state with yourself. And lastly, she said, you know, working out, whenever she works out consistently, she feels so good about herself that she feels like she's really giving to herself. And it's ironic that most of us don't work out because we think, oh, I don't have the time or, you know, that'll make me stressed out. The truth is not working out creates 10 times more stress. That's why that hour of power is so important. Another person here said that what they really do is they kind of pull the covers up around their friends when they want to feel loved. And that metaphor for this man means that if he's feeling kind of down or lonely or sad, instead of just sitting there by himself, he calls 2 or 3 friends and just, he doesn't even tell them he's feeling sad. He just talks to them about their lives and what's going on. And the warmth that they feel for him, the love and the friendship they share, just instantaneously transforms him. And he feels that love, even if they don't have an explicit conversation about that. It's a great strategy. Because so many people say they feel alone, but they don't reach out. I was in a prison recently, and I was there with a man who's been locked up since 1951. And we have programs in prison systems all across the country. In fact, recently, you talk about impact of relationships. We had a study that was done, a follow-up study, that showed the recidivism rate has decreased massively in a variety of prisons, and it's being published by the Journal of Prisons. But the point is, I went back to see a group of these men, and one of them, if you can imagine being in jail since 1951, I mean, he was just a boy. you know, we hadn't been to the moon, no color TVs, computers, you know, didn't exist unless they were the biggest, you know, buildings. I mean, it's a very different world, and he's been locked up all this time, and he hadn't had one communication from anyone in more than 17 years. And after I worked with him, I said, this is ridiculous. You're isolating yourself. And so a month later, he wrote me a letter, and he said, I've already had 17 letters from people who we've reached out and communicated with, and he's so happy. He felt so excited, and it inspired him. One relationship led to another, and pretty soon he said, you know what? I'm changing my identity. I'm not a con. Even though I've got 12 more years in here, he said, I feel more free today than I've ever felt my entire life. And he said, I decided somebody on the outside, the difference between them and a con is that they own real estate. So he decided to use his relationships to negotiate an incredible deal on a small piece of raw land that was dirt cheap, literally dirt cheap, and now he's a real estate owner. He's not a convict. He feels so different about his life. But all this came from putting himself in a new circle, a new place in which he felt valued, he felt loved, he felt appreciated. But you got to go first. We all want people to come to us. You got to initiate first. So this is a great strategy. Another person here used their hour of power. They said they take an hour in the morning just to meditate and be, to walk around. Another man here said that he loved to get up in the morning and just take a little time before anybody else wakes up, have his coffee, and send some emails to friends who he never really finds time to talk to. But he feels like he can connect with them then. He can wake up the next morning and see their responses and have that sense of connection, even though the time zones they're on are so different. Another simple thing to do is just to go places you love. You know, one of the men here said that if he would just in the middle of the day, instead of sitting at his desk and having lunch there, he'd be so much more productive if he really just took that hour and went away and went to a nice place. He loves going to the gas lamp district. He loves the idea of going to the ocean, you know, going to the pier, because those are places that nurture him. And you come back and there's so much more of you to give to your work and to your environment. We live in an age where most of us are trying to be so efficient that we lost the emotion that makes us effective. And that emotion comes from having a great relationship with ourselves, where we feel nurtured by ourselves. And, you know, sometimes you got to do things like just hug yourself, as silly and stupid as that may sound. You know, really touching yourself. I mean, you got to think about, what would you do for someone else, though? You give them a hug. You pat them on the back. One of the things I'll do sometimes is, you know, I'll do something on stage or I'll do something off and I do something I just know is extraordinary. And I'll reach back and pat myself on the back and smile and, you know, kind of make fun of it. But I'm like, yeah, that was awesome. I don't give a darn if anybody else notices. I noticed. That was kick butt. Because part of the challenge in life is that most of us are not busy looking around to acknowledge other people. So if you don't acknowledge yourself sincerely for doing things that are unique or special or just being loving, you're not going to feel that feeling that you deserve. And the more you give these feelings of love to yourself, the more whole you'll be, the more centered you'll be, the better person you'll be in a relationship. You'll have something to give instead of going there to get. And you know what? You'll be more selective.